Across the country, most children are back in classrooms after more than a year of COVID-related disruptions. But in addition to the lingering pandemic, there's a national labor shortage, which means school districts are struggling to find enough substitute teachers to fill in. As Suzanne Perez of the Kansas News Service reports, this is a daily crisis, but one that could have long-term consequences.
One recent afternoon at Andover High School near Wichita, Kansas, some math students are seeing a new face at the front of their classroom.
All right, guys, welcome to 7th Hour Algebra 1, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Surly McNeil is a substitute teacher, one of a team of full-time subs the Andover School District rounded up last year to fill in during a chronic teacher shortage.
The need for substitute teachers is quite high in all the schools, not just here at the high school. So if I don't have a sub-assignment here, I get assigned to other schools.
More than ever before, subs are in demand. Before the pandemic, the percentage of teacher absences covered by a substitute was about 80%. This year, experts say that's closer to 60% or even lower. A national survey conducted by the Ed Week Research Center found that more than three-fourths of principals say they're struggling to hire enough substitute teachers. And as cold and flu season approaches, it's likely to get worse. Sean Hudspeth is head of human resources for the public school district in Wichita, which serves about 47,000 students. He recently warned school board members.
I want you to know that it's a critical thing for us. It weighs on our minds now. It has been since school started and will probably for the remainder of this school year.
For nearly a decade now, scores of teachers have been quitting. Fewer young people filled in behind them. When the pandemic hit, even more teachers resigned. Some of those spots were filled with long-term substitutes, and that pretty much emptied the hiring pool. Now teacher absences are way up thanks to COVID outbreaks and quarantines. Retired teachers usually make up the bulk of potential subs, but many of them don't want to risk exposure to the virus. 3 years ago, Wichita had more than 1,000 people signed up to work as substitute teachers. This fall, there are only 450. The district's guest services team starts at 5 a.m., fielding calls from teachers and trying to track down enough subs to staff hundreds of classrooms.
Well, it can be pretty hard. Some days, but
Katie Reed is an administrative assistant who spends hours every morning looking for subs.
We are on the phone constantly all day. Even if it's not between 5 a.m. to 9, we're still always on the phone trying to find coverage for the next day or for that afternoon.
When the search runs dry, it gets tricky. Teachers juggle multiple classes or use plan time to cover for colleagues. Downtown administrators leave their offices and head back into classrooms. So do counselors and librarians. If one teacher is absent, her students might be dispersed across several other classrooms where they might sit and do worksheets. What effect does that have?
If you are at a school where you are half the time you need a sub, you don't get one, it throws every single day into sort of a morning chaos. It's adding a ton of stress to that school team.
That's Amanda Von Moose, co-founder of Substantial Classrooms, a national nonprofit focused on improving substitute teaching. She says there's really not enough research about the long-term impact of subs on student achievement, but it's clear that when primary teachers are absent, students learn less, particularly if they're left on their own.
We're at this time where it's really, really urgent for students to have a very strong school year coming out of so much disruption the last 2 years. And what we know is happening is if you have unstaffed classes, students are not getting high-quality learning.
In an effort to recruit more subs, some states are considering relaxing education requirements, such as having a bachelor's degree. Districts are using federal COVID relief money to boost pay for subs and offer health insurance or other benefits. Alicia Thompson is superintendent of Wichita Schools.
And it's not that we're sitting around twiddling our thumbs, but we are out actively trying to do all that we can to recruit folks to come in and to work.
The sub shortage recently forced a school district in Idaho to shut down for a week. Meanwhile, Von Moose says the daily juggle to cover absences is affecting teachers.
All of that adds up to sort of this vicious cycle where teachers are getting sort of more exhausted and more stressed and therefore more likely to be sick and to need a break of their own.
She says the current sub-crisis has been building for years, and school district's safety net, the collective Plan B, just isn't there. For Here and Now, I'm Suzanne Perez.